The great bulk of federal and state cases and analysis arising from inverse condemnation claims focus on the second element of proof. Did the governmental action result in a compensable taking within the meaning of the state or federal constitutions? Takings can be classified as either physical or regulatory. Physical takings are the easiest to identify. They occur when the government authorizes an unwarranted physical invasion of an individual's property. When the government physically takes possession of an interest in property, no matter how small that interest might be, for some public purpose, it has a categorical duty to compensate the owner. Not all takings, however, are physical in nature. The growth of the regulatory state in this country over the course of the last century resulted in a wide variety of government restrictions on private property. Certainly, all property is held subject to the valid exercise of the police power, and thus not every regulation is a compensable taking. In the words of Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., in the seminal case in 1922 of Pennsylvania Coal Company versus Mahon, government could hardly go on if, to some extent, values incident to property could not be diminished by government regulation without paying for every such change in the general law. Yet, a strong public desire to improve the public condition is not enough to warrant achieving the desire by a shorter cut than the constitutional way of paying for the change. The general rule, at least, is that while property may be regulated to a certain extent, if regulation goes too far, it will be recognized as a taking. We are all familiar with zoning in urban areas. If the government says that I cannot use my house as a convenience store in a residential area, that is probably not a taking. If the government says I cannot use my house at all in the hope that I will tear down my house and create a neighborhood park, zoning has probably gone too far. The United States Supreme Court opinions addressing takings have grown remarkably and discouragingly complex and obtuse over the last 50 years. By stark contrast, the Texas Supreme Court opinions, many of which have been written by Justice Hecht, are straightforward and clear. The guidelines for determining when a taking occurs are essentially the same under both federal and state analysis. First, the taking occurs when regulation compels the property owner to suffer a physical invasion of her property. Two, a taking occurs when regulation denies all economically beneficial use of property. And finally, when a regulation denies less than all economically beneficial use, the court must carefully analyze how the regulation affects the balance between the public interest and that of the landowner. In other words, has it gone too far? In determining whether a regulation goes too far, the court will look to the test articulated by the United States Supreme Court in 1974 in the Penn Central Transportation Company versus City of New York case. That test requires the court to determine on an ad hoc basis whether fairness and justice have been served by balancing the following factors. A, the economic impact of the regulation on the claimant. B, the extent to which the regulation has interfered with distinct investment-backed expectations. and C, the character of the governmental action. These Penn Central factors are not exclusive, but rather only considerations in a careful examination and weighing of all the circumstances in applying a fact-sensitive test of reasonableness. For the most part, the law governing takings has changed very little over the years. However, a major change did occur in 2019 that I think at least will be significant in Texas. 35 years ago, the United States Supreme Court determined in the case of Williamson County Regional Planning Commission versus Hamilton Bank of Johnson City that property owners must seek compensation under state law in state court before bringing a federal takings claim. That requirement was flatly overruled by the Supreme Court in 2019 in the case of Nick versus Township of Scott, Pennsylvania. Texas courts have developed a robust takings jurisprudence, perhaps in light of the expansive language of the Texas Constitution, and may still be the preferred forum for a takings claim. However, for a variety of reasons, in some cases, a federal forum may be preferred and is now readily available.